Welcome.
Love Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller, psychic medium. I hope everybody is having an incredible morning this morning. Yes, it's a little early. I just want to say hello. You know, Mercury retrograde definitely happening. I think there's something going on with the queue. Usually I have a lot of callers, and I don't today. Okay, I'm not going to have an ego moment. So for those of you tuning in, I am Lynn Miller, psychic medium. I was just thinking the other day, you know, gosh, I wish I did not use the word psychic. Never been a big fan of that. You know, but I've gone with it over the years. People tend to relate to it and understand it. Not always in the light that I would like them to. However, that is my label. Speaking of labels, yeah, I met somebody the other day. It was interesting, and they asked me, what do you do? Sometimes I tell people, sometimes I don't, because generally I like people to meet me first, and, you know, there's kind of a preconceived notion as to what psychics and mediums do. Like anything else in life, you know, people can sort of judge you, sort of put a label on it. So it was interesting. I met this person and say, oh, well, tell me something. You know, and I've learned how to sort of navigate that over the years. It's always been an interesting dynamic, so to speak. But not what I want to talk about this morning. This morning I want to talk about intention. I want to talk about what I do a little bit. My clients that I work with call me, and it's a process. You know, if you've seen a lot of readers, everybody works in a different way. I've been doing this a long time, and every client's a little bit different. But what I always say is, you know, if you are doing your part to set an intention or to sort of what I refer to as a higher path, you create these things. So talking to me or anybody else is only going to bring awareness. Don't shoot the messenger, people. So that's key to any reader, any person that you're going to speak to, making the choices that best bring these scenarios around for you. Simple as the law of attraction. So basically, you know, when I talk to somebody, say, hey, what are you making your choices out of? Are you not doing this? And why? So getting the specifics, getting the time is a very difficult thing, and a good reader can do that for you. So I've also had, I wouldn't say a lot, but, you know, sometimes people call because they want to hear what they want to hear. That's very difficult, doing what I do, because I can sense what people want to hear. But I have chosen, doing what I do, to always be honest, always lay it out. But it's a fine line, you know. You have to kind of know when people are ready to hear something, or if they're just going to continue in this sort of cycle. So I started this journey, you know, figuring it out when I was about five, six years old. It wasn't something I just said, hey, you know, this is what I want to do, and, you know, this is my career path. It's been a journey for me as well, and it continues to be. I love working with people in all areas, and I want to tell you guys, if you are listening or tuning in, you know, anybody that's a first-time client that comes through Blog Talk, I definitely reach out. Reach out. I offer a discount for you guys, and I work with people on a continual basis. So some interesting energy going on right now. We've got Mercury retrograde. I think there's going to be some, definitely some news around the government, around policies coming up. Expect that definitely in May. news around the trade, economy, stock market's another interesting thing. I've been doing a lot of financial stuff lately. My disclaimer, I am not a stock advisor, people. So I had somebody say to me, well, why are you recommending stocks? I said, well, you know what? I'm working with people on their financial stuff, but I'm not, you know, by any means telling people what to do. I'm telling them how I feel about certain areas in the stock market. So anyways, I'm going to get to some callers and see what's going on in the radio world, and let's go from there. Is this connecting? Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, hi. This
Hello.
Is
Lynn. Hi. Lynn Miller, my friend. This is Erica.
Okay. Hi, this must be Erica.
Erica, it sure is.
How are you? Everybody, Erica is one of my faithful clients and friends.
Yes.
I've become friends with clients over the years. How are you?
I am so good. As a result of your guidance, if I could get one every day, I would. But at least every 2 weeks, if I can afford it, or every 3 is going stretching it for me. Because I need the guidance. Like, it's like going along with a blindfold on and then suddenly, like, don't fall on that rock. Stay away from that. It's going to be okay. This is what you need to do. So thank God, you know. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a tough week because you kind of told me Mercury was going to go into retrograde when you gave me my last reading. I said, what are the warnings? And you said, well, Mercury's going into retrograde. It can be a little touchy there. And you were right. Boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have to let you know, you are definitely one of my favorite people that I work with. And I'll say that because when I started the show, you know, it's like you have to be open to the message, open to change. And you are somebody that is extremely open, which is important.
Well,
one time
I got so mad at you because I was so angry with the truth. And I knew it. But I didn't want that to be the truth. And thank goodness you were willing to tell me because it changed my life. I mean, it was inappropriate the way I was dressing. It was sabotaging my career. And I couldn't be Lady Gaga at 56. And you gently told me, but I didn't take it in such a gentle. I was so harsh to you. Oh my! And then you took me back. Thank God. You know, I was like stuck in a boat with no paddle. And you I said, please let me back in, because I wasn't very nice when you told me the truth.
Well, I'm so glad you're following your path. If you don't mind me sharing, I mean, when I remember it's all a result of you have to take the action. But I remember the first time we talked, I think, you know, I definitely sensed the creative energy and your artwork, but you weren't doing anything in that field. Uh-huh. So you kind of looked at me like, what?
Exactly. I was like, what are you talking? I want to be in the movies. I did want to, but I didn't think it was possible. You know,
you just got some good news around your art. I mean, because you're doing clothing, right, with your artwork.
A 14,000 foot, the art is going on you told me art and clothing design, fashion. And I was like, how, what? But recently a 14,000 foot square foot, huge, like mall-like store with 50 employees is going to be seeing our designs and choosing our designs, they said, for sure in 6 weeks. So we're working really intensely to get the leggings and all the art put on there. And it's all because you told me, you know, and all along the way guided me. You even told me the store. You told me, you know, do golfing and tennis wear. And I was like, okay, whatever you say, I've always done it. And it just opened up golden doors of opportunity. This is enormous amounts of money that's going to come, and it's as a result of you
100%.
Well, it's
and because I'm
no,
willing
it's
to
really,
listen, for sure.
It's
you
really
have to be,
exciting.
Well,
mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's really exciting. I mean, you know, you have the, you know, the thing is, it's just like with any client, it's like it's there. I just help you see it. You know, it's like I said, it's just awareness. I mean, you have the,
well, I, if
the
I
ability.
Know myself, you truly have a gift. I believe you are the most knowing person on the planet ever. I've never seen anything. I've talked to lots of psychics. And they were very good. They're even the most famous psychics. I've paid for the most famous psychics in the world. And you're way more accurate, specific, and you're just the best, Lynn, and I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, honey. I mean, do you want to – I want to take some other callers, but –
Let me let you get to other callers. I know I'm
well,
going
to no,
be
no,
buying
no,
a
honey,
reading
wanna,
very
you,
shortly. Because
no.
No, don't help somebody else. I'm gonna get my private time. I want you to connect with those other people because you got to share the love and share the psychics. And, you know, I can't be greedy with your time. You've
well,
given me so much.
No, you're not. You're not at all. So I want to take questions. So let's do a question. What is your question? I want to, you know, the store, there is something going. Did you get the new designs that we talked about?
On the T-shirts and the hats. I was just telling Douglas we've got to get the T-shirts and the hats, and he's kind of stalling about that. So I told him we've really got to get those T-shirts going. I've got ideas and stuff, and so I texted him this morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, good. Get the you know, the hats. I know I kept saying the hats, but I feel like that's
yes.
important. So
yes. Yes, exactly.
There's going to be a high demand for that, so
wow. And I would never in my million years thought to do hats. Never in a million years. That's your idea. That's your knowing. It's not even your idea, it's your knowing. You know these things. It's like,
well,
you.
I'm just a vessel, you know. The universe comes through me, and I guess I'm like,
because
one of those,
because you're a good person and you're a disciplined person, and that's why you have this gift. You're an earth angel, and I know that.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. And we'll talk soon and keep me posted
yes.
on all the good news.
I love
Thanks
you
so
much.
For...
I love you.
You too, honey. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Have a great
okay.
day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Erica, she's fantastic. I've been working with her for a number of years, and I just love to see, you know, these things sort of unfold and come around. So I'm going to get to some other callers, and if we could just, you know, keep it to one question. So much comes through, and I can try to hone in on your specific question. That would be great. And also remember, guys, you know, if you ever want a private session, just reach out. Let me go. I have a feeling this is another client of mine. I don't know why. I could be wrong, but I'm gonna go ahead and answer this because I think it is. I could be wrong. Let's go. Hi, this is Lynn. Is this Jennifer?
Hi, Lynn. No. It's Mindy.
Hi, who am I talking with? Who?
My name is Mindy. Mindy? Like Mork and Mindy.
Oh, hi, Mindy. Oh, lovely, yes, I remember that
you.
Show. How are you, Mindy? What's your what can I help you with today? What's going on?
Oh, so many things, and I'm happy to be here with you this morning. I'm getting ready for an important call, but it's really about a
move.
You
have an interview, Mindy? You have an interview?
No. No, it's business, though. It has to do with business.
Okay. Because no, I'm just hearing that good news today.
Oh,
so just wanted to share that.
That's terrific. Thank you very much. I don't know. The question that I have is really about my move to move, and any kind of information or any kind of message from spirit. I'm so open to the process. So thank you very much for your service.
Sure.
That's basically it.
Of course. Tell Mindy your, if you don't mind sharing your location.
Los Angeles.
Okay. I mean, there's definitely a shift and energy coming around. Oh, yeah. It feels like it's moving. So mid-April.
I'm sensing,
though, that something is holding you back, and I don't know if it's fear or if it's an obligation, if that makes sense.
I have a daughter that absolutely, but she's, oh, maybe it's her because she's looking to, she's up for a position. And once she gets that news, then she really moves, and then I move. I see where you're,
See
what you're saying. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it feels like I definitely do see a relocation, but it feels like the next 6 months are about lining that up. What's the connection overseas?
Lovely. Thank you so very much. I'm saying hooray. Thank you. Because I have a business that I launched. Thank you. Thank you. I launched a business overseas in the UK a couple of years ago, and I had to relaunch it. And there's some new movement, and I would love the opportunity to spend time in England and time here in California. That would be a dream come true for me.
Well, there you go. That's it. I literally was going to say London. You're going back.
Oh.
So
yay.
Yes. It is so funny because we're Mercury retrograde. You know, it's like, but I see you going back to London. There's a re-energizing around this business, but you are supposed to go back. And I always see a connection here in California, too. So,
yes.
But it feels like you need to go back there to line things up. There's another female there. I don't know if it's a work connection, but it feels important. So.
Oh, yes. I have a wonderful friend in the UK. She's terrific. She's like a sister to me.
Yep. It's that's what needs to happen, and I feel like you already sense that. So you're going to be lining that up in the next few months. But I think you've been thinking about it and sort of wanting to manifest it. But it is definitely it's going to happen, Mindy. So I would say
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe even a visit before the 6 months, like I see you going there, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I have to do that, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that could be May. That could be May. So you're on the right path.
How wonderful. And my daughter, do you think she'll get that job?
Yes.
Wow, that's a dream come true for her. It hasn't been an easy path for myself nor my daughter, but I've always had the faith. I've always done my best effort, and I'm always like to be of service to people too. So there you go.
Well, I get that
so
energy
much
around you, Mindy. And you know, if you ever want to do a more in-depth, please, you know, reach out to me, because I can see that there's a lot of past things, but it does feel like you guys have worked through it and grown spiritually from the hardships. So,
thank you.
Wonderful. All right.
I thank
day
you so much for your service. Okay.
Keep me posted. Thanks, Mindy. Well, that is such a great energy. She's going to definitely be moving forward and doing what she needs to do, which is great. Yeah, I got London immediately around her. So, let's go to another caller quickly. God, time flies on these shows. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
It's Michelle, calling from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, hi, Michelle. What can I help you with today?
I'm just kind of curious what you see coming for love, please and thank you.
Okay. Michelle, Alberta, Canada. Why am I connecting to the States? Were you recently here or something going on? It's more of the East Coast, though.
I just visited Sedona, but that's about it.
Okay. Michelle, we've never met. Have we ever met?
We haven't met, but I had a reading with you privately on the phone before.
Okay, yeah. All right, because I'm definitely feeling that. So
quite a while ago.
I did a thing a few years ago in Sedona as well. So I was like, I wonder if we met in Sedona, but I knew I was at Miamo, but I knew we met.
Cool.
Anyways, yes, could hear that in your voice. It's been about, 7 years or something? Has it been that long?
No, I think about a year or two since I had the private reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to 7 years. Okay, love definitely feels like you've worked through something. I mean, you're in a spot which I'm calling a clearing.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're ready. It feels like you went through, you have to forgive me because I don't remember any of our session, but you cleared a past relationship. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And it was very tough and difficult. I mean, it feels like you worked through it. Is that what we talked about in our session? I mean, I don't mean for you to share all this private stuff on the air, but it feels like at the time we talked, maybe you were in the midst of it or just clearing it.
I've been single for over 4 years, so definitely taking the time to get ready and clear things out and make myself available again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, relationship feels like, I mean, I see it there, but it feels like you're going to have to put more energy into sort of getting out there, if that makes sense, and creating it. It feels like it's ready, but not to say that you're stuck. I don't know if you just have a certain routine, but it feels like you need to stir things up. And there's something coming around June, which feels positive, which feels like travel or possibly a different location. I don't think he's in your location. If he is, he travels. And I'm very drawn to a D initial. But definitely relationships. It feels like you're ready for it, therefore you're bringing it in this year. But I just suggest kind of doing something out of the ordinary or shifting the energy. And it will come around travel too. I'm also drawn to the East Coast with you. I know you said Sedona, but I keep going to like somebody that's possibly around North Carolina or that region.
Oh, okay. So, interesting.
I know it sounds strange. but there's definitely a connection coming through there. Relationship will be, I think you'll be meeting him this year. So.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Lynn. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for reconnecting. Have a great day.
And you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So interesting. I just hear a voice and I'm like, I know I've talked to that voice before. Relationships, everybody, it's like, oh, when time, it's really a matter of making sure that you don't have any blocks that are keeping you from the past. And when you're ready, and if it's not happening, it basically is about putting the energy out there more. Meaning, obviously, if you come home and you're just kind of sitting around, not getting out, not socializing, you're not going to be sort of creating that energy. I mean, what can I say? He's not coming knocking on your door. So sometimes we have to try things or maybe sign up for a class or do something a little creative out of the box. I should start probably going to the supermarket more. Okay, I think I've got time to take another caller here. So I'm very drawn to this number. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. For some reason, I was very drawn to your phone number. Where are you located?
I'm in New York.
Okay. What's going on? What can I help you with?
Okay, so I am in the process of I'm looking for a job, and I'm not really getting the value, the prices that I like, but I kind of need a job. So I'm kind of open to taking, say, something short term while I look for while I work on myself or something, so I could really attract what I really want. Because I don't know why attracting what I want.
Are you in some sort of business admin or I'm hearing business around you?
Well, I'm a law graduate, but I'm waiting for my bar exam results. So it's kind of like, you know, they don't necessarily hire you for a lawyer. I'm in limbo a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the thing. I mean, you just have to hang in there because I see, I keep getting business, the law, all of this is just a time thing. So you just need something literally to hold you over for the next maybe 4 to 5 months is what I'm feeling. I'm also getting it's interesting. I see the law, I see business around you, but it will definitely be in a field that turns out helping people. It's like you are definitely using the law. I don't know if I don't think family law, but you're going to help people. So,
yeah, that's really my goal. That's one of my goals, but yeah. So I'm starting to think like, well, is something going on with me? Say my last, for example, Tim Jaw paid, 30 something. And now people are offering me 20 something. I don't know. Maybe it's because maybe I'm feeling a little desperate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Something's going on with my attraction, I feel.
Well, that can definitely happen. You know, sometimes when we feel like, I have to get it, you know. But I'm not, you know, just keep on looking. It's like I see a job, perhaps this is going to sound really weird. I'm getting some kind of working in a hospital or something or business or you're going to find something in the meantime. But I keep going to admin or business, but think out of the box a little. It may even be a hotel or something around. There's a major building, a hospital, hotel. It may be more than customer service, but it definitely feels higher paying. So look in those areas, and literally the law degree is going to come through, and then that's all going to make sense. So it's just about the next 4 months. And
I see what you're saying. Like, I can just take a meantime job. I can just take a meantime position.
Exactly.
Right. It doesn't have to do anything to do with law. Okay. Right.
Nope. And you'll find that in the next week. But focus on those areas. I know it sounds strange, but focus on the areas that I kind of saw. Opportunity there. Oh, my show's about to end, Michelle.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
You too, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, everybody. Sorry if I didn't get to you. Please, and I didn't mean to call you Michelle. I'm like, my brain was on a previous caller. But listen, reach out to me. My email I posted. If you want an in-depth session, I offer a discount for anybody that tuned into the show. Just mention that. And so much comes through. So it's sometimes doing one question, not as easy as it seems. So I hope everyone has a great day. Thank you for tuning in. And once again, I'm Lynn Miller, Psychic Medium, and I look forward to hearing from all of you. Have a wonderful day.